USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new week begins and the numbers of COVID-19 infections still rising. There are more than 335,000 cases of the illness worldwide. The United States has 33,000 or more. The U.S. Senate's going to have to try again today to pass a coronavirus stimulus package. The trillion-dollar bill did not get enough votes last evening to clear a procedural block, as Democratic leaders say they want the bill to contain things that it currently doesn't. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan still very critical of people who are flouting the orders that he and governors nationwide have issued because of the outbreak.
It's a little crazy to see the kind of crowds at the cherry blossoms. I mean, people have to listen. I mean, you are endangering not only yourselves, but your fellow citizens.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, and this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.